How about this one from Habitat for Humanity? We've got interim CEO John Kennedy on the line with us. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Is it
Thank
true
you for
that
having me on.
I'm happy to do it. Is it true that you are a real John F. Kennedy?
Yes, that is true.
I heard something about that. That's quite the name to live up to, huh?
Yeah. It's been a pleasure to have this name.
I'll bet. And Habitat for Humanity, you know, we all, John, have had to be somewhat flexible since October in many different ways. And it sounds like Habitat for Humanity is really sort of expanding its reach in this project, the cottages for fire survivors in the Fountain Grove area.
That's true. And it's a new thing for our affiliate here in Sonoma County, but it's not a new thing for Habitat affiliates in other disaster areas around the country, in Houston, Florida, Puerto Rico. A lot of Habitats step up to the plate and provide disaster housing after a disaster and help people rebuild. And so we have a lot of guidance with our Habitat International partners.
You know what it reminds me of, John? I mean, I've looked at the sketches of the cottages that are set to be built, and it reminds me of Oprah's Angel Network after Katrina. You know, I think she built a neighborhood full of houses for people who had lost theirs after the hurricane hit that area so severely. And it reminds me of that project, although you say, as you say, Habitat for Humanity has been involved with many of those projects too. Explain the difference, because this isn't a sweat equity thing that we most associate Habitat with.
These cottages, Sonoma Wildfire Cottages, were built by volunteers, rented to fire survivors impacted directly or indirectly by the wildfire. And then after 2 to 5 years, we'll move them to permanent foundations and sell them to Habitat families who have put in sweat equity either on that home or some other home that we're building. So there is a sweat equity element on the final owner of this Habitat home.
Oh, okay. So that is a common thread through these particular units too. But they are different, and they are going to be rentals for the moment. And is there a particular amount of time that fire survivors can rent these units?
Yeah, there is. For this pilot program, which is up at the Medtronic Fountain Grove campus, we're testing 3 different construction technologies, and our lease up there with Medtronic is for 2 years, but it can be extended longer, after which we'll move them to permanent locations either by partnering with a developer and placing them in their development or acquiring land in various historic districts throughout Santa Rosa.
So these units they're kind of small. I mean, I think cottage is a very good term for the size of these things. And so they can, when the time comes, John, they can just be put on a truck and trucked to wherever their permanent location will be.
That's right. And that's by design. And one of the first things that we did when we spun up our rebuild committee to determine what our response would be was to look at other projects that were done around the country. And it's funny you mention Oprah's project in the Gulf region, is that we hired Marianne Cusado and Cypress Development Corporation out of Louisiana, who designed and built over 450 Katrina cottages.
Oh, that is
interesting. So that's why you see a similar design thread. We also worked with the Cultural Heritage Board, got some input from them so we could ensure these fit in the historic districts throughout Santa Rosa.
And I'm trying to imagine it. I think of the historic districts, the McDonald area, among others, and the fact that that one or more of these cottages could end up as a permanent residence there. It's an interesting concept, isn't it?
Yeah, and we looked through at the West End, the St. Rose Historic District, Cherry Street. These were areas where the vernacular, the look and feel of these cottages would really fit really well, and that you would see other cottages from 100 years ago in those neighborhoods as well that would fit relatively well. The other interesting thing is that Marianne Cusado got inspiration for the cottages after Hurricane Katrina from the San Francisco earthquake cottages.
Uh-huh.
So it's this full loop, you know, nearly 100 years later, a little bit over, that we are now building Sonoma Wildfire Cottages in response to a disaster to help our community. recovered.
It makes perfect sense considering the loss of property that Santa Rosa and the Bay Area experienced after the 1906 earthquake. So good for Medtronic for leasing the land to you for about $1 a year.
That's right. That's right. And they've been a wonderful partner, and we're looking forward to many volunteers coming out and helping us build and then scaling the program to meet the need as we get more and more numbers from Catholic Charities and all the case files that they're handling.
Well, I don't think you're going to have any lack of volunteers, that's for sure. What's the timeline on this project, John?
We're hoping to have the initial ones built by the anniversary date, early October, and all of them will have been built by the end of the year and families living in them.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's a quick turnaround, and it's just what we need right now, that's for sure. And, of course, one of the most important questions that I know a lot of people will be asking, how does one apply to take up residence in one of these cottages?
Yeah, we have interest forms on our website, which is at habitatsoco.org, and you fill out that interest form, and we'll be in touch. We'll be opening up the application process towards the end of summer.
All right, very good, because you know you're going to have a lot of applicants, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes, we do. We're anticipating a lot.
And so the actual building of them, when are you thinking that that might begin?
Well, we're working through the city. We just had a pre-application planning meeting yesterday, and that went very well. So we're anticipating permits being issued sometime next month, and then us breaking ground and getting some of the utilities to each lot, installing the foundations, and then starting to go vertical in the month of September.
I like that. Starting to go vertical in September. And are these prefab cottages?
Yeah, they're a combination of modular and offsite construction, panelized offsite construction. One is SIPS, the other one's called Gigacrete, and the other one's Connect Home. So we're evaluating three different technologies to see which ones are the most volunteer-friendly, budget-friendly, and can be built expediently.
Yeah.
And then we'll choose one or more to scale to meet the need.
I think a lot of people are going to be paying attention to this, John, because of the cumbersome rebuilding efforts that are going to continue to go on for the next 5 years or so around here. So if, you know, they've got people that have something they can look at, they can even touch, to see that those kinds of ways of constructing a home may be the way to go for them. I think, obviously, the rebuilding is going to go a heck of a lot quicker for us.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's one of the reasons we went this direction for these different construction techniques, is there'll be a lack of labor, skilled labor and unskilled labor, for Habitat
yes.
to pull from. And so these will reduce that need, and then we will be able to scale it, and people will, as you say, be able to see it. You know,
yeah.
They'll actually be able to go up there and help build them. And for a lot of people, that could be a healing process for them, and really turn it around for them, that they're helping people. And these Sonoma wildfire cottages are really turning this whole bad situation around for a lot of people.
Well, it's a terrific idea, and it really could be far-reaching. And who knows, as you've said, you know, once these initial cottages are built, you might just widen your arms of Habitat for Humanity even further and start building more with some help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is our goal.
Well, I've put this bee in the bonnet of Habitat before, but I'll say it to you again. I'd love to be there on the air when this building begins in September. I think it is something lovely to share with the community.
We would love to have you there, and that's a date. We'll definitely contact you when the appropriate time comes, late summer, early fall.
All right, very good.
And love to see you out there.
And I know you'll be seeing many more people out there who are very interested in helping. Thanks for sharing with us, John. We appreciate the efforts to help heal our community.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. That is John Kennedy, John F. Kennedy. He's the interim CEO for Habitat for Humanity, talking about the Fountain Grove cottages to be originally, or at least at first, placed on the Medtronic's land. And good for them. We'll keep you posted.